what's kept you in this profession?
I love the business, and I came to it out of the Marine Corps, and there's always a lot of diversity with the assignments that you get in corrections, but mostly it was tight leadership and team atmosphere of corrections, and just the feeling that you were actually helping people get something done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll ask you this question too, in terms of the role you're about to take on in Lexington. I know you've served here before, but how is that different than, gosh, and you know, than maybe when you came in 30 some odd years ago?
Well, the business has changed, quite a bit, dramatically, and all in a positive way, and for the good. To me, it seems like we are appropriately focused on reentry, and we're focused on providing services and programming to detainees while they're in custody that will put them on the right track for a successful reentry back into the community. And then we have resources that will connect up to them on the back end to further, bolster the success of their reentry. And if you get that done, and I'm confident that we can, then you're cutting down the recidivism, so you're cutting down the number of people back at the front door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess on that point, has that changed a lot over the years too, in terms of the programming that might be offered? In I think this one person, what I'm thinking, I may not be speaking for a lot of people, but I think that maybe the perception is that there's more of that focus in a prison setting than in a local jail.
Well, certainly that is that's been the look of it all, and probably the reality also, Stu, because once they're sentenced to a state facility, we're not talking about jail days; we're talking about prison months and years, and so that is the best opportunity to get some long-term programming and education services done with a detainee. But jails, and especially big municipal jails like the Division of Community Corrections, we're in the game too. And what looks a little different than, say, a prison program is that we'll have a set of programs or services. Say, take a 100-hour life skills program. You come into Fayette County Detention Center, and we're going to get you started with that. If you get out, or if you bond out, or if the court lets you out in just a couple of days, then that's fine. But at least we got you started. And if you, unfortunately come back into custody, and, let's just be realistic, recidivism rate is still pretty high. If you come back into custody, we're going to connect you right back up to the point of services or programming that you were in before. And so I guess a simple way to say it is that we might have to achieve programming in, one or two or three, bites, instead of, you're serving a 5-year sentence at LaGrange and you can get it all done at one time. But we're committed to offering these services, to offering these programs, and to achieve them in whatever way that is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. I'm not going to be telling you anything you don't already know about staffing challenges. I cover Lexington City Council, have for years, and that topic has come up various times about staffing and recruitment. And so I guess there's not an easy answer, but what do you, as you come into this position, how do you address that?
Well, of course, I have I have three or four or five things I'm very interested in. I don't think it'd be appropriate for me to talk, specific strategy without the input of the Commissioner of Public Safety. But I can say that I'm aware of the staffing challenges at the division. That they are not unique. If you look nationwide, you will see corrections departments collapsing all over the United States. You know, some to the point where governors are assigning orders with the National Guard coming into facilities to help in various ways in Florida, New Hampshire, Nevada. You know, the list goes on. I don't see that the division is in that position, although. You know, the challenge is significant, and how I think that we can impact that first is retention. If you have good retention, if you have people that are happy with their chosen field and believe in their leadership, then they're going to stay, and recruiting doesn't become such a high priority. So retention is one, and the indicator of how well your leadership model is going, and various other things. What I think that we have going for us going into this new administration is it's not only myself coming back to serve with the division, of which I'm honored and grateful to the mayor for giving me the opportunity, but I'm bringing with me a deputy director that is a 30-year veteran of the Bureau of Prisons. He's been a United States Penitentiary Warden. His name's Hector Joyner, and I believe that between Deputy Joyner and myself, we bring 60 years of experience to the division at one time. That hasn't been done before, and I anticipate, or I'm very confident, that that's going to be a very dynamic effort on the part of us to get in, to bring our 60 years of experience, and to take a look and almost immediately start impacting operations, things like policy and procedure, staff development, and take a good look at the leadership model there at the at the division. As far as recruiting in the community goes, Stu, you just got to raise the visibility of corrections, and that's not always an easy thing to do, but I certainly believe that it's time and it needs to be done. There is a lot of honorable and courageous and intelligent work going on by officers of the division inside those thick walls and steel doors of the jail. We just have to do a better job of getting that message out to the citizens of Lexington, who we serve in the community at large. Mm-hmm. And, one way we can do that is the community events. If there is a UPS plane pool, we're gonna have a team in it. We're gonna win it. If there is a 10K, there's several races and stuff around the community, then we want to have a table there with our banner on it, where we can pass out some water to the runners and stuff. We just need a higher visibility in the community, and that will that will greatly help the recruiting effort. And if I can go just a little bit further, I've thought about the faith-based community. They've always been a good friend to the jail. There are several of them in the Lexington community. They have youth ministries, and we would probably be approaching the these churches and asking if we can speak to the young marriage group and see if any of them are interested in a career in corrections and public safety. Another group that I think that we have to go and find and talk to is anyone associated with veterans organizations and National Guard, We are a paramilitary organization that is a an environment that veterans will be very comfortable and understand, be very comfortable to work in. And then when I was with the division before, we sought to talk to students at the the student activity center level, and with the permission of the administration, we went to K-State, and they opened us with welcome arms, and we were able to talk and try to recruit right there at the student union in K-State. They have a wonderful criminal justice program, so it's all about making connections in the community and establishing relationships with partners and other stakeholders. And I feel that Deputy Joyner and I will be able to hit a good lick on that.